Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes hit the jackpot, man. Kansas City quarterback, 24 years old, got himself a serious extension. How big? Well, the richest sports contract we have. 10-year, $450 million, or could be $477 million. And if he reaches everything, it could go over $500 million. It looks like it tops out at $503 million if you want specifics. Give or take $3 million. Just an incredible contract. And by the way, so he's 24, he's going to be 36. All these guys are playing now at 36, unless they're, you know, absolutely shot with their knees. But the new rules and the style of the game right now, guys are playing. We're going to start seeing more guys. It's not just going to be a Drew Brees and Tom Brady thing in their 40s. I think we're going to see a lot of guys playing into their late 30s, and if they want to keep going. But Patrick Mahomes, he got the big one. And, boy, I'll tell you what, that is – and I don't care. We'll probably find out a lot more today, guys, as we start the 7 o'clock hour talking about big dollars. Still got a lot more breakdown to try to figure out what all this money means and all the verbiage in this contract means and all that for – how much is truly guaranteed? How many years does the team guarantee versus the quarterback guarantee control? But I want to say this. The one thing I do know for sure is if you're really good, they're not going to touch your contract.
Right,
just not
exactly.
Going to do it. So,
exactly.
Now, if he's banged up, obvious, and he can't play, and they'll try to get out of as quickly as possible. But if he plays the way he's playing, you know, this last 2 years been as good as we've seen in the history. When you look at an MVP, you look at a Super Bowl championship and a Super Bowl MVP, the 76 touchdowns in his first 2 years was tied with Marino. Just 18 picks, the amount of points and wins, it's one of the best products we have in any professional sport. They're fun to watch. And because of that, Kansas City was smart. They tied him up. I know first thing my family asked me last night, and I'm being nice, very casual sports fans, but anytime they see somebody get that kind of money, where you start talking about a half a billion dollars that you'll have or could have by the time you turn 36 or 37 years old, it gets everybody's attention. But listen, they're guaranteed if he plays well. We went through it during the Marino years, 20s into his 30s. Had the injury, the Achilles came back. And listen, people, when he came back, that was big news. So I get it. That guarantees you butts in seats, no matter if your team goes 8-8, 9-7, 10-6, whatever it is. If it's fun to watch offensively, you get a lot of people behind it. So the Patrick Mahomes.
Well, it just takes care of the most important position in all sports for the
right.
Next decade and change. You know, like that's what it really comes down to. They didn't sign as a wide receiver or running back or defensive lineman. They signed the most important position and the best player in the sport right now and locked him up until he's in his late 30s. It's a genius move by Kansas City.
By the way, you said that. I don't think that's a slam dunk that he's the best player, but he's right up there with you. I always feel bad when we say that after the year Lamar Jackson just had a sick season. And actually,
if you had to start a team right now with all the players in the NFL, would you start it with Lamar Jackson or Pat Mahomes?
No, I'd start with Mahomes, but the year Lamar Jackson just did something that is, I mean,
absolutely right.
You lose in the first round of the playoffs after you win all those games 2 years in a row. I know it doesn't help your, but man, the guy ran for 1,200 yards and led the league in touchdown passes.
Right.
We may never see that again. I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing what that show looks like. And now that he's seen, because he's going to be eligible for this extension after this season, what if he puts up another year like he did last year?
Right. It's going to be hard not to give him a contract like
but,
that. Right.
Listen, he doesn't throw it like Patrick Mahomes does. It's nothing against him. He's a better athlete. Of course he is. He's just exciting, fun. Talking about two best guys. How do you treat that when his legs are so important and you know there's a good chance he can't run like that for 10 years? Because nobody's been able to. So I'm really curious to see what, if he has a year like he did and he throws, which he could, 35, 36 touchdowns, and he runs for another 11 or 1,200 yards and another 9 or 10 touchdowns. And now you've seen it for 3 years.
Right.
And I know what everybody's thinking, because running backs don't get paid for this reason, because they break down. And now you got a quarterback. That's going to be a tough one.
It's a tough one. You're right.
I was thinking about Lamar last night. Like, boy, Lamar's looking at that going, all right, I may not be Mahomes, but I'm damn close, and I can do some things he can't do.
Absolutely.
So what are we going to do here? How am I going to get treated in this big picture? Now, I can see him getting a big, big five-year contract.
Right,
big.
Half the years, money probably very similar, but no way a 10-year deal for Lamar. You just can't.
I will say this, though. It's a great time for the NFL with Mahomes and Lamar Jackson, and what makes it so great, different styles, but really, really fun to watch players. It really is. It's both two young guys that taken out. I don't want to leave Russell Wilson out of this thing too, but those two have moved up to the top of quarterbacks. Different styles completely. Even though Patrick Mahomes can run, we saw some really nifty runs down the sideline over the last couple of games in the playoffs. But what a start to a career, man. And you're right, Zach. Just look at all the teams and how long the same teams, Miami Dolphins, one of them, been looking for a quarterback after having a guy, got teased with a guy that gave you really good play through his 20s and most of his 30s. A good solid 15 of his years.
Right.
And now we've gone through 20 years where
without a guy, right.
We can't find it. And by the way, we're not the only ones. We can go through a whole bunch of cities that just have not, and now hoping this is the guy, but still not 100% sure. They're not doing that in Kansas City right now. They're going, no. We got our guy. And
is it crazier what the Dolphins went through since Marino, or the Browns situation where you drafted four first-round quarterbacks in the top 25, and none of them so far, I'm giving Baker the benefit of the doubt right now, but none of them so far has worked out. The Dolphins only drafted one guy in that stretch in the first round.
I would say the frustration of Cleveland drafting all those guys, and they've just whiffed on. You know, it's one thing if a guy plays and he just doesn't have a very good team. I think the Johnny Manziel one, where the guy's just a complete F-up. He's just the biggest screw-up. He's just – that would be the one if I was a talk show host. I'd be killing that team. That is a Dion special of somebody didn't do their homework. And I'm sorry, but I don't know how good Dion was. We really never got to see the best of him because he had so many psychological problems and constantly – hell, he missed all those games. A lot of people think he missed him on purpose because he just didn't want to play. Now, I don't know if you buy that, but you can look it up in case you forgot. For a guy drafted that high,
Third overall. Right.
Yeah. I mean, at least on Johnny Manziel was, I don't know what pick he was, but he was first round pick.
He was in the 20s, right.
But you just go around missing on those guys and they don't even play. Like they're not even eligible to play. They're constantly suspended. It's like, man, this didn't just pop up. This problem didn't just pop up. It's been around. And we didn't do our homework or talk to the right people. And it makes teams look bad. So, listen, nobody likes whiffing. And I always had this theory, and I still have it. I think teams are scared to death to draft quarterbacks high in the first round because when they miss,
they're fired.
They get fired.
Right.
And so that always comes into play. I just think we got a lot of draft picks. They look great. You know, we're all, I think, excited about potentially what this draft class could look like, all these linemen, and really solidify your offensive line and all these positions. But these guys don't work out, and it doesn't look good in next year's draft, then people are going to look at Chris Greer the same way. Now, I happen to think they looks pretty good, but hadn't played yet, so I don't want to get carried away. We've done this before, and we've learned. So when people go, I got to see it to believe it, I go, hey, I get it. I get it. But, man, we've never had this in numbers of such high picks. And so it just puts more pressure on the GM because that's who they're going to look at. I'm not looking at the head coach. I'm going to look at the GM, the guy that drafted him, even though people are going to say, well, it's a group and all that. No, it's on your GM. By the way, Kansas City, you look at a lot of their good players, man. They were drafted. Like, other teams could have had Mahomes. Like, a lot of teams could have had some of these guys that they drafted are really good. Even if they had a little problem child in them, they hit some big-time players.
The Bears are always going to be kind of in that same sentence with Pat Mahomes, right? Because they traded up and picked the other guy.
Oh, no, they're going to
imagine being a Bears fan today and seeing a $500 million deal for Pat Mahomes, and you've got literally two guys that could easily not be on this roster a year from now.
Well, you know, that's being brought up.
Of course.
You know, that's being brought up in the topic of conversation, of course.
And the other guy that was drafted, the third quarterback's about to get a new deal too soon, Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, another guy that's really good that just, to me, doesn't get enough credit for how good he is. That guy is how many teams wouldn't love to have Deshaun?
Right.
By the way, what are his numbers going to look like? That's going to be interesting to see now that Patrick Mahomes got this kind of money, what we're looking at. Anyway, we'll come back, talk more about that. 305-567-0560 on the undefeated text machine, as we like to tell everybody. Right now, I want to talk to you about sports-related injuries. I hate it, man. I hate talking about you out there working out at the park and pop, pop goes the Achilles. Pop goes the shoulder. Pop goes the knee. People ask me all the time after injuries, Joe, where do the pros go? Everybody wants to go to the best doctors. Everybody wants to go where the doctors have high school, college, and professional athletes that they take care of. And nobody does it better than Doctors Hospital at Coral Gables, better known as Miami Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine Institute, ranked top 50 best orthopedic hospitals in the nation by U.S. News and World Report. Take care of the Heat, the Panthers, the Dolphins, MLS Miami soccer team. They're taking care of everybody. You know why? Because those doctors they have great experience. Any kind of injury, don't think you're going, well, have you ever seen anything like this? Are you kidding? I've done like 20-inch surgeries yesterday on this injury. So much experience, and you want great results, right? You want just not a successful surgery, proper rehab. Get back out playing the sports you love the most, and that's what they do. When you talk about Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, you're going to the best doctors for every part of the body, hip and knee replacement doctors. It doesn't matter. Knee, shoulder, Achilles, foot, hand specialists. We got it all. Some of the top doctors in the business. That's why so many high school, college, and professional athletes from around the country make their way to Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. Hey, the next time you have any kind of problem, visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to make an appointment today. Hey, we're back. As kind of waiting for everybody to get going here again. All the sports right around the corner will be reporting. We got NHL, Right around the corner, heading up to Canada to two locations. Las Vegas just got started. Those numbers spiked, and they sprinted out of there. I'm not so sure that the NBA, if they could, if they weren't so deep into this thing right now, wouldn't like to jump out of Orlando as well. With the spiked COVID-19 numbers that they have right now that we're going through in the state, but they'll be up there. It just had me thinking about this. And can you imagine if LeBron James wins a championship with this group? To me, and the Cleveland one was impressive, what he did to Golden State. That was impressive. I don't want to take away. No surprises with the championships he had with the team down here with the Miami Heat and the Big Three. But if he can win with J.R. Smith, Rondo, and Deion Waiters, all right, on the same team, three of the most disgruntled players that we've ever had, right, Powell?
Right.
I mean, just all three of them. Like, they
don't,
got some.
Don't forget about JaVale McGee and Dwight Howard also on that bench.
Yeah, but that's a – I get it, Zach, but the knucklehead with J.R., Rondo, and Deion.
No, that's a different kind of knucklehead. You're right.
It's just – LeBron's got to be looking at this group with AD going, man, we're going to have to do some leading with this group. Like, you know, from the pouting to, you know, I ain't playing, I ain't staying, to all the stuff that we've seen from all three guys. And Rondo, listen, Rondo's, I guess, been pretty happy because we haven't heard much in a Lakers uniform, but he's played some places. He's just been friggin' miserable. Miserable. And everybody's talking about, and it looks like he did get himself in really good shape. He is cut. He's been hitting the weights and got on one of those good workout programs, and looks like he must have hired a nutritionist because he does look fantastic.
Oh, he looks jacked up. He does. Well, but also remember that he didn't start, I think he only started a couple games this year so far for this team, and Avery Bradley was the other starting guard. Now Avery Bradley's out. So there'll be a lot of pressure on Rondo, who might get into that starting lineup now.
Well, listen, you can lift a lot of weights, but my man still can't shoot a lick. I mean, cannot shoot a lick, even though he had some really good years in Boston. And it just, I just looked at, can you imagine that? Rondo, JR, and Deion Waiters, who we had down here, you know his story. How would you like to be the team leader of that group? Like, you got to help the coach out on that one. That's like, hey, coach, I need some help on this. Or the coach going, hey, LeBron, I need some help with, I can't play all three of those guys. Can you help me a little bit? One of them's not happy. Anyway, while we're talking about all this stuff, the Patrick Mahomes took the quarterback pay up to a new level with 2 years left on his contract and a 10-year extension. So they've got Patrick Mahomes under contract for 12 years. It sounded like a baseball contract when I said that, right? Because all these baseball players are now taking 10-year deals and 9-year deals and that stuff. But no, this was a football new contract for a guy 24 years old that is going to see some really good money. And listen, there's no reason to think that he's not going to get all this money. Just because you look at all the best quarterbacks, and if I was to say, all right, so if Patrick Mahomes plays like Russell Wilson, you'll go seize every dime. If he plays like Aaron Rodgers, gets every dime.
Right.
Drew Bledsoe gets every dime. Tom Brady gets every dime. You start going down with I don't know how far you want to go on franchise quarterbacks in this league. I think Deshaun Watson's another one you mentioned is going to get paid, too, as part of that.
Oh, yeah. He was looking forward to that extension yesterday. Yep.
And again, probably shouldn't deserve or get the same money as Patrick Mahomes. Because he hasn't done that. But listen, great runner, better runner than Patrick Mahomes. But listen, just from production, MVP, Super Bowls, 76 touchdowns, 18 picks. My God, you keep that number between quarterbacks, between touchdowns and interceptions. That's an impressive number. My God.
Right.
That's just.
But those
crazy
guys will move up. Dak will, if he ends up signing a long-term deal with Dallas or whoever it is, he's going to move up the ladder. None of them are going to be at the Patrick Mahomes, average per year salary. but everyone's going to move up a little bit. And then when you look at the top five guys right now, when you put in account what Mahomes will be making, I still can't believe, and I told you this earlier, that Jared Goff is on this list in the top three or four or five guys. It's unbelievable to me.
Well, you know the year. He hit it on the year, and they thought it was for real, and we thought the Rams were going to have this explosive offense, and then last year or whatever happened, that they got Belichicked in the Super Bowl, and just seems since then.
They haven't been able to get over it, right?
No. They all of a sudden, their running back's banged up and can't play, and he's gone. Matter of fact, hell, he's on a new team. He's in Atlanta now. So a lot of crazy stuff. By the way, I wanted to ask everybody, with mostly right now, we've seen NASCAR, UFC, and the PGA Tour. Those have been pretty much, whether it's individual sport or team, this is what we have, that we've been able. I'm just curious, has anybody out there kind of picked it up with PGA now? I don't know how many weeks in a row they've had events now. UFC has had a ton of events. And then, of course, NASCAR has been ran last night as well. I'm just curious, are you spending more time? Everybody's ratings are up, and a lot more people at home, a lot more people looking, and I think we're all hurting, especially for our core of sports that we're used to watching at different times of the year. If you like them all, you're used to, especially if your own teams. If you live down here and you're just used to, we got all four. And you get used to them. You got your favorite ones. Don't get me wrong. I know you like some more than others. Hell, in some cases, I know you don't like one or two of them. But I'm just wondering if you filled it in and taken a liking to UFC, PGA, the tour, the golf tour, UFC, PGA, or NASCAR. I'm just curious this morning, because that's pretty much when you turn your TV on. I'm not talking about cornhole and cornhole tournaments and, oh, he bounced the bag over, he got it in, that's a great shot by Bubba. I'm not doing that.
They are impressive to watch, but it's, you know,
they are good,
right,
still one of the greatest drinking games we have,
right? Absolutely. And the way that these guys are, it's really impressive. But yeah, I get what you're saying there.
Yeah,
the three major sports that are on right now, right? Of course.
Yeah
that's not considered in that category. No,
I will tell you, man, I think Dana White running the UFC, the guy's good. The guy's really good. I mean, he got some heat for trying to get events out there with this coronavirus. He worked around it, had thick skin, didn't worry about it. But he's hooked me in, man. UFC has just absolutely got me watching to see, and all the things that these guys do. I don't know. Do you guys feel like UFC is? Well, first of all, boxing has just kind of disappeared for now. It's just
right. They
really shut it down or something here. But hell, the biggest story right now is Mike Tyson and whether he's going to fight or not. I mean, that give you an idea of where boxing is.
Although I'd watch that too if Tyson announced the fight next week, and I'd watch.
Oh yeah, listen, if he was to fight one of these heavyweights, I'd be in. I'd love to see him against any one of the four heavyweights that we've talked about.
There was a debate on Twitter yesterday. They put Photoshop boxing gloves on LeBron's hands and put him next to Tyson in his prime.
Stop it.
That's stupid.
Stop it.
I thought it was stupid too, but that's what people are talking about these days. That got a lot of traction yesterday.
That's where we are in the sports world right now.
Well,
so you're right.
People that do that just think that because you're 6'7" and one of the greatest NBA players, all of a sudden you're going to be able to throw a punch like Mike Tyson is stupid.
Give me a break.
Yeah, it's just
tie his right hand behind his back, and then possibly he's got a shot.
I don't think LeBron would beat Tyson now.
Yeah, no shot.
Let alone
in
his prime. I mean, that's just silly. That was the picture they posted on Twitter yesterday. But I don't think he'd beat him now.
Stupid.
Let's come up with some more creative stuff, right? More stuff to debate. But don't start on that. Like LeBron, because he's a big guy, is going to kick some guy's butt.
Right.
I think we've noticed that we haven't seen LeBron fight. He got guys fight for him if you hit him too hard. Don't worry. He got other guys that come out that take care of him.
That's why they signed JR. What do you mean?
So, is it JR? Is that his fighter?
Well, you saw JR in a video beating the hell out of some dude for getting his car, remember? So,
can you stop it? Anything to take a shot at the king? Like anyone in the NBA fights. I mean, can you stop? What was the last NBA fight we had?
Well, let me tell you, the one question. That threw the real punches that would have scared the hell out of me was the Pacers.
Oh, yeah, come on. Right. Jermaine O'Neal and Ron Artest.
Yeah, I think that was the last time we had a real fight in the NBA, and that was against the fans.
And Steven Jackson was on that team.
By the
also.
Way,
right.
Nobody in their right mind would want to fight either one of those guys because they were throwing. Right. Those were real punches. Yeah, that's
that Pacer team was not one to be bleeped with, by the way.
No, you play by the rules, and if they knock you down, you just got up and said, excuse me, sir, for falling down, and you got back up the free throw line and shot the technical and the free throws. Yeah,
and the other team had Ben Wallace and Rasheed Wallace on it also. So there's a lot of guys on that court at that time that you would not want to get into a fight with.
Well, but I'm just telling you, the only guys I've seen actually throw punches that went,
are
if they
guys.
Landed,
right.
would be those two guys. Those were two. Artest grew up fighting. I mean, boxing. That's what he and his father were. He was into that. Hey, right now, though.
Imagine being about, that idiot in the stands, by the way. You threw the beer and you see Ron Artest just charging at you.
Yep.
Like, you see him leap over the scores table. I'm just wondering what's going through that person's head right there.
Oh, check my shorts. That's what we go.
By the way,
you
got to give to Ron Artest though. After that, my man kind of turned it around, got himself.
Well, he changed his name to Panda. Didn't he change his name to like Panda after that?
I don't know.
Meta World Peace, but no, Joe. I mean, there's not much room to move farther down. Like once you lunge into the stands and start attacking fans, you can only go up from there.
Yeah,
so it's not that hard to turn it around.
That was a bad one. Let me tell you about a good one. Your South Florida Chevy dealers. Oh, Chevy SUV family is talking to you right now. So you're starting to look around, right? Need something new? Looking for a new lease? You're up on your miles. Want something that's affordable that will work with you? I want to tell you what's going on at your South Florida Chevy dealers, especially in the SUV family. Yes, I love my Tahoe, and I've had one for a decade, and I just absolutely love it. But I want to tell you about some of our other SUVs, like the 2020 Traverse. It just makes every drive worth the trip. It's fun. Midsize SUV, spacious enough to accommodate a big family. It really is. You look at the size on the outside, then you get in, you're going, look at all this room for the whole family. It's great. Then the Equinox SUV, hey, something that's perfect for everybody as well. It's a little smaller SUV, but again, it's got everything you need. For those of you that like an SUV but want something a little smaller, easier to handle, boy, I'll tell you what, it is really hard to beat that Equinox. And finally, our sexy SUV, the 2020 Chevy Blazer. What a look. What a look it's come out with here for 2020 that I know you're going to love. You want something that looks real good, you can get you a lot of compliments, got everything you need on the inside. I'm telling you, check it out. The SUV family right now at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Find your reason to switch your local South Florida Chevy dealer. Convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer today.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
Bam, 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 bam. All right, Hollywood. Man, you must have a lot of Hollywood headlines build up here. What do you got for us today, man?
Yeah, I actually have a thick stack of stuff to get to here. We started with this one and our latest entry into our Karen files here. This one by way of Jacksonville. Our newest mask, Karen. Now, bleeped out the name of the store, by the way, just so they don't get upset here. But here is Jacksonville Mask Karen.
All right, so I'm standing outside, and I'm just going to share with the world that my civil liberties are being really limited. I have now been kicked out of a store because I am not wearing a mask because I do not wish to compromise my health. So I am advising any and everybody, do not come to in Jacksonville, Florida, or your civil liberties will be compromised. I am going to take a stand on this. I am a medical doctor. It puts my health at risk to put on a mask, and masks do not protect from viruses, okay? If you need some medical proof, I will be happy to provide that for you. So do not, you do what you want to do, but I will not be wearing a mask at any time to protect against a virus, okay? I will not be doing it. And every store that I go into, okay, for the foreseeable future that kicks me out because I am not wearing a mask, I am going to report them on social media, and I am going to advise everybody to do it. And believe me, I am going to find a way to have my voice heard, because this is illegal. This is the United States of America, and nobody can force me or anybody else to do that. Thank you.
I like in the beginning, she says she's a medical doctor. So what other kind of doctor can you be, I guess? I mean, I guess Dr. J was a doctor of dunking, but she's a medical doctor. She wanted everyone to know that.
No, right. she's not.
No. Right. She's a mask hater.
Right.
Another mask hater out there.
Right.
That's right. Make sure you just keep going into each store, because they're going to keep kicking your ass out. And as you keep getting kicked out, you keep bad-mouthing them, because you're the one that looks like a complete idiot today.
Right.
Now, that woman kept her composure a little better than some of the other ones we've seen. I will admit that.
Right, right.
A little bit of a sick rant, but still, she definitely kept her composure a little bit.
Does she have any idea, though, how we can get the numbers back down in the state of Florida? Because for all the mask haters in the state, if you got an idea out there, please, I'd love to hear from you. It's 305-567-0560.
Oh, boy.
What's with everyone screaming that they're doctors these days, by the way, man? What is that?
Medical doctors.
Either that or you have a doctor's excuse.
Right. Jeez.
Listen, man, they are a pain. I get it. So is this whole coronavirus is a pain.
Right, right. I mean, it sucks wearing a mask, but give me a break.
Anyway, well, what else you got, Woody?
All right, did you guys see, as we go to Patrick Mahomes here, did you guys see who broke the news on his big contract yesterday?
Yeah, was it somebody in a store in Kansas City?
It was. It was Katie Cameron, who works at Plaza Liquors in Kansas City. She tweeted a couple of hours before Schefter that a member from the Chiefs front office came into the store and bought six bottles of Dom Perignon champagne to celebrate a big signing.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, well, if you're going to give a guy $500 million, right.
That's not a big signing. That's the biggest signing.
It's kind of funny, by the way. She was like, she then tweeted, "Holy bleep, I beat Schefter." And then she was getting a lot of requests for interviews, and people were calling the store and stuff. And then so she tweeted that she needs to shut her phone off for a bit here, shut it down.
Wow, what
that's awesome.
The story yesterday, man. What a day! It's just the numbers, just incredible to think that we would have. I told you, I was there in a room in San Diego when Dan Marino signed the first guaranteed $1 million contract along with John Elway. Whatever it was, one something million a year. And we're going, God, $1 million a year. Wow. And here we are. I'm still working, and I got a chance to see a guy that could potentially earn
$3 million a week.
$503 million if he hits all his incentives. Right. Let's just say if he plays like he did the last couple of years, he's going to see every incentive. He is going to see every dime of that contract.
Joe, there is. He's going to be making, if he sees every dollar, close to $3 million every check. Wow. $47 million, $48 million a year.
He just got to get through this year, this cheap year that he's working.
Right, 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 right. Get through it. Yeah.
Then, then he can get into the big dollars.
Well, once he signs a new deal, the direct deposit is going to be nice anyway with the signing bonus.
All right, guys, we had data come out yesterday. I don't know if you saw this. The Paycheck Protection Program recipients. So there's a lot of names of companies that came out yesterday that I'm sure you saw some of them. There were some in sports. Three of boxing's biggest promotions companies applied for between $350,000 and $1 million. That includes Mayweather Promotions, Bob Arum's Top Rank, and Oscar De La Hoya's Golden Boy Promotions. They were all approved for loans. By the way, Mayweather last year was named the highest paid athlete of the decade by Forbes at $915 million.
Yeah,
not a great look, right?
No.
Keep it going here, guys. At least four Major League Soccer teams got the Paycheck Protection Program loans. According to the data, DC United and Inter Miami were approved for loans in the $1 million to $2 million range, and Orlando City and the Seattle Sounders each applied for between $2 million and $5 million. The data also shows that a bulk of both NASCAR and IndyCar teams were approved for substantial loans.
Yeah.
Really feel good for Mayweather, though.
Well, listen, man.
Needed it.
Money, Mayweather.
Yeah.
Wrong people getting that money. Anyway.
Jeez.
Loans. All right.
What did that rile you up there?
Yep. What else you got?
All right, MLB.tv, they have a price for you, Joe, $59.99 for the 60-game season. If you want to watch all of the out-of-market games, if you are a DirecTV customer, the 60-game package is reported to run you $90. The original MLB extra innings price was $183 for the 162-game season. So they're going to cut you down to $90 if you want the 60-game season. There you go.
You know what? I'm going to focus on, for the most part, just the Marlins local games, man. I'm good with that.
Another baseball story here for you guys. We had some fat shaming yesterday. Pablo Sandoval. His picture popped up on there. Even the guy, Andrew Baggerly from The Athletic, who posted the photo, basically apologized after and was like, I didn't mean to fat shame this guy, and the reaction's been quite nasty. But
what do you mean he didn't mean to fat shame him? What do you think was going to happen, that picture?
Right,
I've never seen an athlete gain that much weight. I've never seen a man show up knowing that baseball was going to take place because there was no surprise. That guy not only went to the restaurant, he ate the restaurant.
Right.
That's unbelievable.
Surprising to see with buffets and the struggle that they're in right now.
Not with him around.
Right. We get any update on those, by the way?
The buffets?
Well, you guys live near the big sushi one.
Right. It's right by Dolphins Training.
Can you stop over there and check it out, see what's going on over there?
It's open. It's open.
It's open.
Oh, yeah. I saw a sign yesterday driving down University.
I don't know about you, but I'm going to skip the buffets right now.
Right. I don't think I need a buffet right now. I'm doing all right.
I just want them to survive, so when this thing gets better, we can go over there.
Oh, there were people there yesterday. Don't worry. That thing's going to survive.
All right, guys. Another NASCAR story here for you. Bubba Wallace signed a deal with Beats by Dre. He will join LeBron James, Serena Williams, and Odell Beckham on the roster there. They were going to make the announcement later in the week, but they decided yesterday, with all the stuff going on with Bubba Wallace, just go ahead and make the announcement. So congratulations, Bubba Wallace. Beats by Dre, paying him now.
Yeah. I thought Bubba handled everything pretty well, man.
He did, didn't he?
Everything, yep. I thought, getting into political stuff, I just thought he took the high road yesterday. And all right, you gave your opinion. I have nothing but love. And here we go.
Right. Just move it forward. Right.
What else you got, Woody?
Joe, you'll get a kick out of this. You just got finished paying a lot of college tuition, didn't you?
I'm still in the middle.
Oh, there
not
you go.
Done.
So at least your kids aren't going to Harvard, because Harvard is going to have kids taking classes from home online, and no discount available at the best college in the country here. $49,653 is what it's going to run you to take online classes for the 2020-2021 academic year at Harvard.
Oof. Wow. That's a lot.
Wow.
For online courses. And come on, you gotta have a little discount, no?
I'm down the stretch, though. One left. going into sophomore year, one left, man. I'm good.
Let me ask you a question. Do Harvard kids cheat? Because, like, online classes, now listen, I went to a school that's considered the Harvard of Tampa, and there was a lot of cheating in the online courses.
I'm guessing Harvard and those schools, those kids don't cheat very much.
Even in the online class, you don't think so?
I don't think they do, man. I think they're just freaking smart.
Joe.
Now, there's going to be more temptation because you're in a situation, obviously. You could be a little lazy. Not that you can't do it.
You're going to be taking a test on your computer in front of probably where all the answers are also.
Well, the weirdest thing is Joe went to one of the better academic schools in the country as well.
Right.
And I'm not saying you're a moron, but like...
Well, Joe played football there.
Yeah. Harvard, I don't think they do even play football at Harvard.
They do. Yeah.
They crew, right? That's their big thing there. They row those
crew.
Boats.
Right.
What are you talking about? They have Ivy League football, you big dummy.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right. They postponed it, didn't they?
Yeah.
Are you just saying that stuff? Ryan Fitzpatrick's going to kick your ass.
Right, man. Right.
I forgot about him. That's right.
Where's that Hollywood? Where's that? No, they're going to start getting on you, calling you an ass clown.
No, but he knows that they're known for their crew team.
I don't know. Like, Ivy League,
They're known for their academics.
The Winklevosses were on the crew team.
That
now
is
you're
incorrect.
Just, now you're acting stupid. Now you know what the Ivy League is. It's where a lot of smart kids go to school.
Yeah, the Winklevosses helped invent Facebook.
The Facebook.
The Facebook.
Right.
No, it was actually their idea, wasn't it?
If you ask them, yeah.
Would you study this?
I watched the movie. I watched the movie with Justin Timberlake.
Don't you have something else? Rowing head.
It's crew, Joe. It's crew.
I don't believe it's called rowing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's called rowing at other schools. At Ivy League, it's called crew.
Crew. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
What else do you have? Anything else? What are you like dead air?
No, I was just going to mention Tyler Hero had a nice picture on TMZ.
Wait, you should have started with that.
We're out of time though, man. Do you have like a clock or a watch or something?
What did Tyler have? Real quick.
You didn't see the picture?
I've already sent you pictures of this girl.
Oh my God.
Oh, Tyler Hero. Instagram model that he's got now.
He is not going through a pandemic. Not Tyler Hero.
Mom, first girlfriend. 20 right. years, just turned 20. Look at my girlfriend, Mom. My man's not just hitting jump shots right now, I can tell you that.
Oh no.
He's hitting something else besides jump shots, I can tell you that right
home
now.
Home runs, that's what he said.
Oh
hitting.
Boy.
Thanks for painting the picture.
All right. Hey, we got to go to the 8 o'clock hour. We got a lot more stuff. Zach, what do you got for us this morning?
All right, well, very excited to tell you guys about Diamonds Direct, something amazing coming to South Florida very, very soon. If you're in the middle of looking for an engagement ring, stop right now. Yes, stop. Or better yet, if you're looking for any piece of diamond jewelry, hold off until you can go and discover the all-new Diamonds Direct opening very soon in Boca, right in front of the Town Center Mall. Everything you knew about shopping for jewelry is about to change. Diamond Direct is a diamond powerhouse started by former diamond wholesalers. No middlemen, direct importer prices on exquisite diamonds, straight from the diamond cutters. Rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, bands, you name it, they have it. More diamond jewelry than you've ever seen in one place at prices you never thought were possible. That 30 to 40% upcharge you've always shopped with? No. No longer in the game anymore. Diamonds Direct is here to change the game in jewelry retailing with a selection that's up to 30 times what you find at an original jewelry store. Prices are guaranteed as the best anywhere in America. Diamonds Direct, South Florida's direct diamond importer. Diamond price relief is on its way. Diamonds Direct is coming, folks. Don't buy that diamond until you see this refreshing, new game-changing concept in jewelry shopping. It's opening soon in Boca in front of the Town Center Mall. Diamonds Direct, you're going to love it.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.